Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, answering your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from KJ, who said, I'm plus size and struggle to find clothes that make me feel confident and stylish. I'm a natural romantic with classic influences. I work in the business world, so I wear lots of suits. Since I'm the only female in the room and I am plus size, I don't wear dresses or skirts as it makes me feel self-conscious. My struggle is how to be romantic yet still professional at work, then be comfortable and stylish when at home. So a couple of things to think about. This is where you may want to go and have a look at my blog posts that are about yin and yang. And work out, because our more feminine, romantic sort of dressing style is much more yin, versus our classic, more business wear, more professional style is more yang. So if you have a more naturally yin personality, you're probably more drawn to some yin elements of clothing, but you don't want to overdo it in the business world. But what you can do is look for elements of design in the suits that you wear. So things like having a little kind of peplumy tail on the back of your suit jacket, having, you know, that there is some shaping, it's not a really boxy sort of suit too, wearing a blouse instead of a stiff shirt. Maybe your blouse, it's in a soft fabric, and maybe it's a lighter, softer color, maybe it's got a feminine pattern on it, but you're still wearing the rest of what you're wearing. It's very classic and very professional. So also think about the shoes you wear. Are they more professional or are they, you know, more feminine? So you could add that bit of femininity in with your shoes. You could also add it in with accessories and jewelry. So there are a few things to think about. It's, you know, you can still be classic and professional, but still add that element of softness to your outfits. And then of course, going home, you want to be comfortable. And I think this is where it's looking at elements of design. What is it that you like in that feminine romantic style? Is it patterns? Is it colors? Is it fabrics? And then looking for those in your relaxed and casual clothing. So this is where I often think that often we settle for kind of plain and boring when we like feminine or something. And it could be, well, I'm just not going to wear a plain t-shirt. It has to be a pattern t-shirt with a pattern, you know, pattern that is feminine. So it might be something like a floral, or it could be some sort of butterflies or something like that, you know, so kind of more feminine sort of patterns rather than stripes, which is not feminine in the slightest. So it's just thinking about how can I use those elements of design and the personality dressing styles to express who I am, but still be seen and communicate in a way that I want my clothing to do. So I've got a few blog posts. Go out and check up, just search up yin and yang, and you will find a whole bunch of information and ways. You'll see how I've given some examples, how to make a outfit a little bit softer and how to make it more professional just by changing kind of one garment or a couple of details, things like that. So hopefully that helps you with understanding a little bit more about how to kind of express your own style. The next question comes from Julie. My biggest challenge right now is figuring out if I'm warm or cool skin toned. I've spent several hundreds of dollars on various analysis and I've been told that I'm a summer, a warm, and a warm autumn, which are very different from each other. My personal style is between dramatic and a little bit of casual. I love wearing marigolds, reds, oranges, and even some pinks. I was told to never wear white or black by one lady and told that those are my best colors by somebody else. I'm so confused what to do. So when we're thinking about undertone, I would be guessing if you are wearing a lot of marigolds, reds, and oranges, it's probably indicating to me that you are warm rather than cool. But this is where, when we are thinking about color analysis, we have to have a system that actually gives us enough variety. The problem with many of the older color analysis systems is they are really quite limited and they just don't work for everybody, which is why you've been given multiple options. So what might have happened is that one person saw softness in you and so they gave you a summer, and the other person saw warmth in you, so they gave you autumn. This is, I'm guessing, because they didn't have a soft version of the autumn, or they didn't have, you know, a warm version of the summer. So this is why often you'll have been given conflicting advice. Now, too, of course, I do think that some people are better at seeing colours than other people. But when we're thinking about colour analysis, what we're seeing is that every colour we see, if we think about the rainbow, colour is reflected light rays. So we think about, you know, we reflect the light through a prism and we get the full rainbow of colours. When we're seeing a colour, we know that all the colours that are not are absorbed and that colour is reflected. So if I pop this under my chin, you'll see my chin is glowing a little yellow, and that's because the yellow light rays are reflecting onto me. Whether that's fluttering or unfluttering is based on my skin pigments. So everything we're wearing is reflecting onto us. And so then it's either they can make us look healthier, be in harmony with us, or they can be at odds. Now, one of the things when we are thinking about how do I decide if somebody is, you know, like what are my colours, what's my undertone, it will also relate to your intensity and your value. We can't just take them all apart. We need to have an understanding of all of these. And I'm wondering if the person who saw you as black and white was great, maybe you are a high value contrast, and black and white is a high value contrast, and that's why she liked it on you. Versus the other one who might have seen you as warm went, well, black and white are both cool, and so I don't like black and white on you. So this is where, you know, other concepts around colour can get mixed in together, sadly. And so this is why I'm always here educating people about understanding colour and colour analysis. So just as a very little brief example, I've got just three of my drapes here. So when I'm thinking about even like looking at somebody's colours, if I put on drapes that are too bright for the person, it's very hard to work out if warm or cool works so much, because what we're seeing is brightness, particularly if you have more muted colouring. What we'll see is, I just see bright colours. I can't see anything else but the bright colours. And so therefore that just distracts me, and I find it very hard to see. Like, both of them are a little bit clown-like in a way. So this one is more clown, which is an indicator that maybe this is not the right way for me. Now, we also want to take in the value of the colour, so whether it's lighter or darker. So if I went, oh, I'm going to look at, you know, what you look at here is that all you see is a lot of depth. It's very, very dark. It doesn't matter if it's the warm side or the cool side. It's too dark and it just feels heavy and it does not feel related, because everything we're doing in colour analysis is we're looking for the harmony and the balance between you and the colours. So if I'm wearing something that's way darker in value than my value, which is light these days, you just notice it's just dark, it's heavy, it's dragging you down. So instead, what I need to look at is something with similar intensity and similar value, and then I can compare warm and cool. Hello, baby. And what you can then see is this side looks at odds with me. You see the drape well before you see me, versus when we look at this side, it seems much more related to me. You can imagine me wearing these colours. So we're really looking for this harmony between you and the colours, that you're a whole, rather than here are colours and I see the colours before I see you. And these ones, you know, I can't look at them too long on me because they really don't work too well for me. But they're just a few little tips. But I would think that if you have a dramatic personality, what can actually happen is that you'll tend to go for brighter colours because that is more dramatic. Whether or not they suit you, I don't know. I haven't done any colour analysis, but I would suggest that there is an element there of personality where you're choosing brighter colours potentially because it relates to your personality and that love of being more bold. But I have got a blog post on how to make more muted colours look dramatic and still, you know, cover that need, that dramatic personality style element. That is just as important. So it is important, but I always think if the clothes, you can still do it in the right colours, the colours that flatter you and make you look at your best. They make you look healthier. They make you look, you know, the wrong colours will make you like go, oh, I've got terrible under eye bags today. I've got double chins. You know, I'm looking tired. Or unwell, particularly if they're really bad colours for you. So there is a big difference, but then personality always comes into this, and so it's important to also go, well, how can I express myself with the colours that flatter me, but still express my personality in a way that makes me feel amazing and fabulous? So that is something to think about as well. So hopefully there are a few little tips if you are thinking about it. But really, when I'm looking at color analysis, I'm looking that I want to see you first rather than the colors be the focus. So it needs to be related to your coloring, and that I want to draw attention to your face, because of course, you know, that is where I'm looking. When I'm talking to a person, I'm looking at talking to their face. I'm not talking to their, you know, their behind or their arms or their thighs or their tummy. I'm talking to your face. So I want you to be the focus of your outfit. Now I've dropped my last question. Here it comes. Last question comes from Lene, who says, we hear many saying that white isn't good for me. Doesn't everybody look good in white? At least their version. Would it showcase the natural colours of the woman? Is that why you ask people to drape themselves in white for doing a colour analysis photo? They're actually two different things. So when we think about white, white is cool, light and bright. So if they are your colour properties, then white will be great on you. If they are not your colour properties, then white is not going to be so good because they are unrelated, just like every colour has colour properties. We want to think about what are the colour properties of white, bright, white, cool, and light. So like since I went blonde, white became a way better neutral for me because I am light and cool as well. So I have something in common with white. So if you have deep colouring, white will never be as good as something else. Now, unless you have very fair skin and very dark hair and you are cool. So this is when white can work, but you may not want to wear it in large quantities, but it could be good in small quantities. If you have that kind of snow white colouring, then it can look great, but you want to have more black than your white, more dark than light, because of course it relates to your ideal value. Now, there are of course a million versions of white. So if you've ever painted your walls and you've gone into the paint shop and you've had to select a white, you know how many versions there are, aren't there? And you know, we can take a few hundred, you know, little paint chips home and put them all up and you'll discover there's grey whites, there's blue whites, there's, you know, yellow whites, peachy whites, you know, there's all different sorts of whites. So this of course means that we have our warmer whites. So our cream is a more warm white. And our buttermilk and those sort of colours, and we have our kind of cooler grey whites and blue whites and things like that. We can have our just off whites that just have a little hint of yellow, but they're not very yellow, and they will be more flattering for a larger number of people than our kind of really, you know, clinical white, which is very, very cool. I always say to find your best white, look at the whites of your eyes. It's going to give you a hint. So when you're wearing the white thing, they should look white, not coloured. If they look more coloured, then you know that white is not the right white for you. Now, the reason why I ask people to wear white when I'm doing colour analysis, I just want to take colour out of the equation. I don't want to get distracted, by what you are wearing. And it just provides a good kind of reflective surface to put the colours on top of, because I'm really just looking at, well, you know, if I take all the colours away, then I'm not getting anything else reflected onto you. Because, you know, kind of white is the reflection of all colours. So we are not reflecting anything particular. But it can be really quite useful, because if I look at that, white's really not doing anything for you. That's probably telling me that either you're very soft or you're warm. So there is a bit of an indication there. But this is why we use white, just because it takes out kind of the rest of the stuff with colour, and we're not getting distracted by, I'm looking at these colours and I've got these patterns and other things going on at the same time. So that is the reason why I do that. And the white background just means we're not reflecting coloured light. So if you're in a room that's painted yellow, the room will be yellow, the light will be yellow. If you're in a room painted blue, the light will be blue. And that's going to influence what we're seeing. So versus at least if you're in a room which is painted white and what we're seeing is, you know, the white reflected, then the light is cleaner and clearer. For looking at a colour, we're not kind of getting it altered. We're not getting that light ray bounced around the room. That's really dominating. And if you do go into a room that's painted a colour, you'll actually see that the light appears more related to that colour. So it's very hard to do colour analysis in a room that's painted a colour, like very, very, very tricky, because you will get that that colour will be bounced around. So there you go. A few little thoughts about colour analysis. And, you know, white. So if you are of a deep palette, you'll have a white in there, but small proportions rather than large is going to work better for you. And for some people, particularly if you've got more tan skin and there's nothing particularly light and bright about you, then I would go, white's not a great color. Just like, you know, you have it there, but it may not be your best color. If you are paler or you have very white hair, then white can be a brilliant color for you. So really depends on what your coloring is. But of course, every color has its color properties, and it's knowing that what are your color properties, the best colors have those color properties in common with you, and that's why they create that harmony with you. That's why they look so beautiful on you and make you shine. So thank you for your questions. Please keep sending more to me, imogen@insideoutstylevlog.com. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.